This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
New research from FlyFit has found females are leaving the gym and giving up their routine at a much higher rate than men, with the top three reasons cited being intimidation, loss of interest and lack of motivation. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Natalie Lennon, who's a personal trainer and a content creator. Natalie, do you agree? Are women more likely to fall away from the gym than men?
Hi, Kira. Thanks for having me on. So I read through this article and I agree, but probably not for the same reasons that many people think. I think there's a real shift happening in the fitness industry at the moment. So look, one of the things that they said was gym intimidation. That's always been there. That's not going anywhere. Whether you're male or female, you walk in somewhere and you've never used these machines before. That can be intimidating until you maybe get a personal trainer or use the, you know, gym introduction programs. And then once you know how to use the machines, the confidence builds and motivation comes after. But the loss of interest and the lack of motivation, mm-hmm. I think that's because women are leaving and maybe finding a different form of exercise that is more sustainable for them long term. We always say that if you want to, you know, commit to exercise, it has to be a form that you enjoy. And often solo training, solo weightlifting isn't as enjoyable as the likes of run clubs or the fitness classes that are taking off right now, Pilates groups. There's such a shift towards, I think, exercise being a social scene that the loss of interest in maybe gym training solo, the lack of motivation, it could just be for that type of exercise, because you see it yourself how much run clubs, Barry's, Pilates is really taking off right now. So that's the angle I would take on this. I don't think it's necessarily a negative thing once women are still going and doing exercise somewhere else.
Okay, from that, and by the way, I'm someone who goes to the gym. I like the gym and I
same here.
And my gym, by the way, because I was thinking about this because I knew we would be talking about it, I think it's more than 50% women. Now, it's not a women's gym or anything. There's loads of men in it, but I would say it's roughly equal, but maybe slightly more women. And so I was quite surprised at this. But do you think that perhaps I am not in the majority, that maybe lots of other women prefer different, like dance classes or, as you say, Pilates or something, that there are other exercises that suit women more than gym going?
I think so, Kira. I mean, I am the same as you. I'm a gym goer and I love going to the gym on my own, headphones on, tune out from the world. But I think that because that's the world we're surrounded by and that's all we see, we might necessarily see as much that is, you know, on offer to other women. So I do think that there's plenty more exercise forms there that women are tending towards that are far less potentially intimidating. Because if you think about it, motivation comes from support. So if you are entering into a supportive environment, which is a community, which is other women, which is other groups, that can kind of keep you going more. And also, you know, you've probably been going to the gym for quite some time. I've been going for quite some time. But the age group that I think they looked at was 16 to 20, which is quite a crucial age for getting into kind of routine with your fitness and committing to fitness. But maybe that's just not what they're starting off with, and they're starting off with something else. Because I really do think there's a really positive trend with fitness and exercise at the moment, but it just might necessarily be solo strength lifting.
I thought young people in particular were very keen on the gym. Now, I know certainly I live in a house with four young people and the three lads who I live with are all, my kids are all very keen on the gym, and they all go and they all like to lift and they all like to do that. And actually, it's true, they go more than my daughter. But I thought that there was enough pressure on them all to be fit and healthy and even look a certain way, you know, these kind of extraneous pressures, that they were all relatively focused on this stuff. No, is that's not the case?
Well, no, I'm not going to disagree with you. Again, I would agree with you there. I think that social media has brought a lot of extra pressures on younger people when it comes to the aesthetics. I'd like to think that we're hopefully shifting away from the aesthetics somewhat,
yeah,
and, you know, thinking a lot more about how we feel and enjoying what we do. And again, look, I think those figures, it was only a certain percentage. It's not all women. So if there's a small percentage of women who they found from that study are leaving the gym, maybe it's just that small percentage who,
yeah,
are going to do something else.
I was always told, do whatever exercise you will sustain. Do you know what I mean? Like, so if what you enjoy is, doesn't matter, swimming, whatever it is, cycling,
that's the key.
Then that's,
yeah,
the
look,
one
that was...
you do. Now, I happen to like the gym, but obviously it's not for everyone. I do understand the intimidation thing, because I know when I initially started using the gym a few years ago now, I walked in the beginning and I was like, oh no, and I nearly fell over my own foot. And it was clearly from sort of nerves at being in this weird environment that you weren't used to. But that goes pretty quickly, doesn't it? Once you meet a few people and also know what, you know, vaguely what you're doing.
It does. And I think that's a really important message to get across today as well, is that if you find the gym to be an intimidating place, it leaves quickly. Do you know, the motivation comes after you build the confidence in how to use the machines. Go in with a plan. Know what exercises you're going to do. The gym intimidation definitely is real, but it passes quickly.
But it's like being the new girl in school or in a new job. Mm. Or if you go into any environment and you think everyone else there knows what they're doing and you don't, that's always going to be intimidating, but it passes very fast.
It passes. And look, I was a personal trainer for years. I would say 95% of my clients were females when I was a personal trainer. And with all of them, that's exactly what it was. Every client I had was just too afraid to get started on their own. They wanted a fellow female to show them around. And once they found their feet, they started to enjoy it. But that said, I would say I had 10% of clients who just never really enjoyed it. Even, yeah, when they got into lifting it more, it just wasn't for them. But they got into running more. They got into, you know, yoga, Pilates,
yeah,
more. They just found that form that they enjoyed.
So you don't think, because the other thing that I thought that could be from this is obviously there's the intimidation of the newness, if gyms are new to you or what have,
yeah,
you. But you don't think that gyms are specifically intimidating to women, as in that they're very male orientated spaces? You don't think that?
Look, I'd like to think that there is a shift there. I think at certain times, like you said, when you go into the gym, it tends to be 50-50. Sometimes I go into my gym, it's 50-50. Other times I could be the only girl in that gym. And if I was new to the gym and I walked in and I was the only girl, I would feel intimidated. If I was a beginner, surrounded by experts who are men, who are really strong, maybe making lots of loud noises as they deadlift or squat.
Yeah, they all do that,
so,
yeah.
I think, look, it can happen. And I think it can be there, but hopefully we're shifting away from that.
Look, thank you for that, Natalie. You sound like a rock of sense. That is Natalie Lennon, their personal trainer and content creator. Are you a bit of, you're not mad for the gym, Shane?
No, not really. I do make lots of noises when I'm getting up from the couch, though.
Well, that's it's on a spectrum, isn't it?
It is.
Everything's a spectrum.
It is. Listeners, I go to the gym 4 days a week. I hate every second of it, but I go because I have to. I wouldn't exercise otherwise. But it's not a place you're going to have loads of fun. Let's be fair. It's torturous, is this listener. I'm kind of with them, I have to say.
Weirdly, you get into it.
Yeah.
I have.
Weirdly,
I
never have.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.